Hi everyone, my name is Daniel, and today I'm going to share my experience of a fantastic weekend trip I took to a historic coastal fortress. Most of my friends assumed I was going there because I'm studying medieval history at university. While that's a fair guess, it was actually a fascinating feature in an architecture magazine that firmly made up my mind to organise the excursion. Getting to the site required a bit of a detour. I had read on the official website that most tourists leave their vehicles at the modern visitor centre at the bottom of the hill. However, that was completely full when we arrived, so we were kindly allowed to park our car at a local farm about 2 miles away instead. The journey on foot to reach the fortress was genuinely spectacular. Because we were on the coast, we initially thought the designated path would take us right along the precarious cliff edge. Actually, the trail led us straight through a dense pine forest, which provided some very welcome shade from the early morning sun. As we carefully made our way out of the trees, I was incredibly eager to get my first proper glimpse of the ancient structure. I'd seen numerous pictures where it looked quite gloomy and menacing under heavy rain clouds, but on that particular day, bathed in the soft morning light, my overriding feeling was that the fortress looked incredibly romantic, perched on top of the rocky crag. Once we made it inside the main gates, we joined a guided tour to learn more about the exterior fortifications. You might logically expect the enormous iron gates to be the most impressive part of the castle's defences. But for me, the absolute highlight was the experience of strolling along the summit of the astonishingly broad ramparts, capable of accommodating several people walking abreast. It was a magnificent piece of engineering. We were then allowed to climb up the steep spiral staircase of the tallest watchtower. I had my camera ready, desperately hoping to catch a clear shot of the distant mountain peaks. Unfortunately, the clouds were a bit too low for that, but we did get a brilliantly clear view of a ruined abbey located a few miles down the coastline. Eventually, we headed into the interior of the main keep. My friends were absolutely desperate to go down and explore the damp underground dungeons. I wasn't so keen on doing that, and I found myself much more drawn to the beautifully restored library. It had these magnificent wooden carvings on the ceiling that I spent ages admiring. The area is also renowned for some fantastic outdoor events. I had read on the website that they occasionally host archery competitions in the main courtyard on weekends. Instead, we were treated to a spectacular falconry display. Watching those magnificent birds of prey swooping down right over our heads was definitely an unforgettable moment. You have to be very careful, though, as the climate on the coast can change incredibly rapidly. The local weather forecast had confidently predicted a gentle sea breeze for the entire afternoon. We were completely caught off guard when a sudden hailstorm struck out of nowhere. We were forced to run and take shelter under a stone archway for 20 minutes until the harsh weather passed. Before we headed back down the trail to the car, we stopped by the small gift shop near the exit. I briefly considered purchasing a heavy history book about the region's architecture, but I really didn't want to carry it all the way back. Ultimately, I settled on a beautiful replica silver coin as a memento of the trip. It was a truly fantastic day out.